Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is Evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Line of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. We are so excited to have you tuned in on Facing Your Fears radio talk show with your host, yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and our beautiful co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. We are so excited today to have your listeners tuned in on today's show. We have a very, very exciting topic for you on today, and we will be introducing our special guest on today, which will be Reverend Cedric Victorin. And he has an awesome, awesome, awesome topic and an awesome episode to present to all of our listeners on today. And this is, remember, you too can tune in on this awesome conversation just by pressing the number one on your phone. If you have any comments, questions, or just want to share your thoughts and your experience on today's topic. Today's topic will be from a prisoner of the system to a favorable prisoner for Christ. And we'll be giving you more information on that and emphasizing a little bit on his topic after the opening prayer. As always, let us bow our heads as our co-hosts bring us our opening prayer.
Father, we thank you this evening and we praise you. We thank you for keeping us all day long, bringing us to this appointed time where you have already had it set in the time clock for this hour and this session this evening on Facing Your Fears radio talk show. I pray, God, that even as the speaker come forth, praise God, Reverend Cedric Victorin, and bless us, that the listeners that are listening will also be blessed, realizing that they too, regardless of being in prison, that they can come out and still be reformed, renewed, transform and change for the good and God's glory. Father, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, listeners, at this time, without further ado, we are going to bring in our special guest in the studio with us on today. And we invite you again to just press that number one if you care to say anything, encouragement word to him, or just want to emphasize or give your thoughts and comments on today's topic, as well as any questions that you may have for our guest on today. At this time, without further ado, we're going to bring in our special guest, Reverend Cedric Victorin. Good afternoon, Reverend Victorin. How are you on today?
I'm fine. Good evening, Norma. Evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doug Smith. And to all the listeners here on this evening, on Face Your Fears, what a pleasure it is for you guys to have me.
Well, we're excited to have you on Facing Your Fears on today, Reverend Victorin. We're praying with you as you go forward that God would anoint you from on high as you go forward with your topic on today. We're excited and so cannot wait to get into this topic on today, entitled From a Prisoner of the System to a Favorable Prisoner for Christ. What an awesome, awesome topic on today. Reverend Victorin, can you give us a short bio about yourself at this time?
Yes, Evangelist. Well, my name is Reverend Cedric Victorin of Greater Liberty Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. Calvin Wallace Woods, Jr., where I am a lifelong member. I became part of the ministry team 7 years ago. Now I'm overseer of prison ministry and working on a project called SAFE, which means Saving Adolescents from Error. I share a blessed life with my beautiful wife, Kim Bickerman. We have 11 beautiful children, 11 grandkids. I worked as a chef, painter, and a maintenance personnel throughout New Orleans, Chicago, North Carolina, Tampa, Florida. Yet the best thing that has happened to me is being anointed to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you. There you have it, listeners. What a blessing. 11 children, what a blessing, what a blessing that God has bestowed upon this mighty man of God. And I'm so very happy and excited and delighted to have him tuned in as our special guest on today's show. Again, we will be discussing from a prisoner of the system to a favorable prisoner for Christ. Facing your fears of soul would encourage you to stay tuned as Reverend Victor Rand go into his topic in a few minutes. But just before he go in, let me give you a little detail on this topic that he will be discussing and how blessed and anointed and appointed as well as chosen, as a chosen, has chosen them in the ministry by reforming their lives to the calling of becoming a mighty man or woman and to working in God's vineyard. Our guest today will be sharing informative information as well as his powerful testimony on how he once was incarcerated, chained and bound, how a person can be reformed, renewed, anointed, and appointed into being a new creature in Christ Jesus. He will share 5 steps to change your way of living, how one can renew their mind, make a complete turnaround. He will share his experience with both failures and success with ex-offenders over the years has led him to identify 5 critical ingredients observed in those who have made positive and adjustments and changes. The reason why ex-offenders make powerful workers in the ministry, and I'm quoting Reverend Victor Rand, he says, and give a personal living proof that change is possible. Stay tuned as we now give our attention to our special guest, Reverend Victor Rand. Reverend Victor Rand, at this time, you may begin your topic and let us hear this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful word that God has in store upon you to give to our listeners on today, Reverend Victor Rand.
Praise God, everyone. It's my pleasure to share this information with you all. As Evangelist just spoke on, we're going to talk about from a prisoner of the system to a favored prisoner of Christ. Experience with both failures and success with being an ex-offender has led me to identify 5 critical ingredients observed in myself and others who have made positive adjustments and change. Change never comes easy. This is why ex-offenders make powerful workers in the ministry. We are living proof change is possible. 5 steps to change. Number 1, a person must see himself as salvageable. God has made you, and God does not make junk. Genesis 2:7, in all God's marvelous creation, it is only said of man that we are made in his image. Satan tells us that we are of no value, worthless. If we believe this lie, we will feel hopeless. The word bankruptcy in the world is the person without hope. To say that any person is without hope is to slam the door in the face of God. The problem in this world today, there's no love for one another as it should be. There are far too many people to put you down with words of discouragement, then encouragement. But I say to all believers in God, find out who you are in Christ Jesus. Read God's word and find out your work. Psalms 8:5 says, you have been made little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. So I say, believe in God, your creator, and believe in the truth of who you are. Step number two, one must possess an intense desire for change. People do not change by accident, and it requires maximum effort. No wonder Jesus asked the crippled man who had been at the pool for 38 years if he really wanted to get well. John 5:6. This is the heat in the kitchen principle. When the temperature becomes sufficient, unbreakable, we will do something different. Most have to become sick and tired of being sick and tired. Some do become institutionalized, even outside prison walls. We are all crippled or blind until we become new creatures in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, the new things have come into being. I myself had to make a conscious decision. I wanted to know who God was, who Jesus was, what the Holy Spirit does. And then, and only then, God opened my eyes to who I really am. Step number three. At this point, the right information must be received. Like a baby bird sitting on the nest with mouth wide open, this person is begging to be told what he must do. Acts 2:37-38. If the cry of the baby bird could be translated in human language, it is crying, feed me, tell me what to do. Lies bind, the truth set free. John 8:32. This is why it is critical for us to be there to share the truth of God's word. As I learned God's word, I started a Bible study and prayer call for everyone around. Not only did I want a change for myself, I wanted a change for the brethren around me. Even a change in those that was in authority over us, as it was in Genesis 39:21. The Lord showed favor in me and in the sight of the warden, the deputies, and other inmates. I had never seen or experienced nothing like this in my life when I asked the warden to give me my own dome that I may preach the word of God. And it was so. I found favor with the prison system that I was able to preach the word of God and help change lives. But like I say, of course we must know that they are salvageable and they must have an intense desire for change. And to know that God's word can change you. So I'll take a brief moment and allow Sister Chapman and Pastor Smith to say a word or two before I go into the fourth and fifth step.
God bless you. God bless you. What a awesome anointed topic that our special guests are speaking on today. And that topic is from a prisoner of the system to a favorable prisoner for Christ. Listeners, you too can join in on this awesome topic by just pressing that number one on your phone if you have any questions, comments. I just want to share your experience on today's topic. We'll be happy to hear from our listeners out there on today. And let me take time to thank all of our listeners for tuning in so far. And listeners, we are discussing on today reform, incarceration, renewed changes, witnesses, witness, and ministry. Reverend Victorin, what can you tell us besides what you've already shared with us in reference about your bio? What can you now share with our listeners and let us give us an idea of how you come about this topic from a prisoner of the system to a favorable prisoner for Christ? I did hear you say that you was once incarcerated. So can you share with us what tough times have you encountered during your lifetime? And I will let you speak to us as you will in reference to that question.
As the word of God said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Me, myself, God had to sit me down. He slowed me down that I may have the opportunity to learn of him, of his son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. And I had to make a conscious decision. I knew I was salvageable, and I knew I did not want to be, as we call, the black sheep of the family. So I asked God, I cried out, and I said, God, what steps must I take? And these are the five steps that I took.
God bless you. There you have it, listeners. And I'm sure that Reverend Victorin is standing in the gap for so many people now, men and women that are incarcerated, and they're seeking an answer to what they're going through, or answer to why they're going through what they're going through. And sometimes, you know, just like God placed Paul was in prison, and God used Paul right there in prison, and he was able to still do the will of God. But what I'm saying right now is that it's a blessing. You know, we ought to be overjoyed. We ought to be shouting for joy in our seat to wherever we at right now, thanking God for this mighty man of God. Because coming from behind the mask, facing his fears, and stepping out on faith and helping others, encouraging others, and letting them know that God is real. And what God has done for him, he can surely do for them. And I thank God for this mighty man of God on facing your fears on today. And listeners, if you have any relatives that's incarcerated, someone that you, a friend, or if there's a prison that's tuning in on this radio talk show today, we want to get full of the word of God and that it may apply in your life, that you may see God's face for yourself, and that you may come out in the same way that Reverend Victorin came out of there, ready to do the will of God. And God appointed him, anointed him, and have called him into the ministry. And I'm not going to take too much more of his time. I'm going to let him go to part four. And after part four, we're going to break again. And we're going to let our co-host come in and with some short emphasis on what she have to say about the topic on today. And maybe give him some words of encouragement. And then we're going to turn the radio show back over to Reverend Victorin. And Reverend Victorin, you may go into your part four of your lesson, and shortly after then we will let co-hosts come in, and we will just let God have his way on today. God bless you.
Amen. Once again, to all the listeners here on Facing Your Fears, sometime in life we all have to face our fears. And part four, the person must be led down victory lane. It is not enough to hope and want to change and be told what to do. One needs to be gently taken by the hand and led to obey the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Romans 6:3-4. Christian mentors and role models never go out of style. You may, in fact, be the Barnabas in the lives of others. As Romans 6, 3 and 4 talks about being baptized into Christ and baptized into his death and being buried, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead to the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. I was being transformed right before my own eyes as I cried out to God. As Peter was walking on the water, God permitted him to come. But when you start looking at things around you, Peter begins to think, I didn't want to see my brothers around me or even the staff members think. So I took my time to study the Word of God, share the Word of God, and live the Word of God. And everybody started seeing the blessings of the Lord poured upon my life. I was facing 40 years, and God turned those 40 years into a 10-year sentence where I came home, was faithful, going to church, and word came about my pastor that I was a preacher. And my pastor said, Reverend Victor, he said, Brother Victor, man, I hear you're preaching now. I said, Pastor, I've been for the last 8 years. He said, next week you're in the pulpit with us. And that was 7 years ago since he invited me to the pulpit. And I've been faithful to the ministry ever since. Amen. Hello?
Amen. God bless you. What a mighty, mighty, mighty testimony that we're hearing on today. Look at God. Nobody but God. Look at God. How God, listening to Reverend Victor Rand, bless him, in disguise, to know that God could just turn you right. And I thank God that he listened to the voice of God. I thank God that he paid attention to what God was showing. Because if he had not listened to his voice and in his heart wanting to do God's will, he wouldn't be where he at today. We thank God for our pastor, Dr. Calvin Wood, for seeing and listening to the word of God and seeing the anointing upon his life. And I am so happy to serve with him at Greater Liberty. He's a mighty, mighty man of God, and he's a person that's always safe, that's always ready to serve God. He's always there, and he's always willing to do what Pastor have called him to do. He's very favorable, and I just want to put that out there, listeners, that Reverend Victor Rand is walking in the will of God. I watched his walk. I have walked with him through in ministry for 3 years. I've been there at Greater Liberty. And I'm telling you, God has used him in a mighty, mighty way. At this time, we're going to bring our co-host into the studio with us and allow her to greet our guests on today with any questions she may have and emphasize on what he's talking about very shortly so we can bring him back, because I want him to finish his topic on today from a prisoner of the from to a favorable prisoner of Christ. Co-host.
Good evening. God bless you all. God bless our listeners this evening. And I tell you, I'm just sitting here listening at Reverend Victor Rand share so beautifully here, really, really just letting us know that there is nothing impossible with God. There is no respect. He has no respect of person. You know, he wanted it. He, unless he had wanted this when he got out, knowing where he was, and I heard him say that this was 40 years that he was facing. He was facing 40 years, but God somehow had his hand in the midst of this and turned this all around. And it worked out in his good. It worked out in his favor. So I just want to encourage the man of God tonight, praise God, to continue to press on. And those that are listening that may have experienced prison sentences, listen, you, not even the cell can hold Jesus Christ out if you want to let him in. If you want to accept him, the bars won't keep him out. The prison center won't keep him out. If you open your heart and accept him, he'll come in. If you, he's at the door knocking, and all we have to do is open. And wherever that door is, it's not powerful enough to keep the all-knowing, all-powerful, everywhere at the same time, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God out. So I just bless the name of the Lord this evening for the man of God, Reverend Victor Rand. And for those that are listening, this is encouraging to let you know that you too can come out, and you can come out victoriously. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you.
Amen.
Your listeners, and we're going to yield again to our guest on today and let him finish presenting his presentation to us. Today's topic is prison, a prisoner of the system to a favorable prisoner of Christ. And again, listeners, we are just reformed incarceration, renewed changes, witness and ministry. And at this time now we're going to turn the studio back to our special guest.
Amen. Once again, listeners, step number 5, the cycle completes itself. This person once doubting he was even salvageable has become living proof of what God can do. Romans 12:1-2. Threatened by God in the valley of the shadow of death, this person is unique, equipped to help some future struggling seamen. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Who is better suited to help than one who has been there, done that, and has been rescued? To everyone that has been listening on this evening, I just want to say, God is able. Give yourself a chance in being resurrected into the newness in Christ Jesus. As I walked through these prison walls, I felt like I was walking in the valley of the shadow of death. I didn't think until I started walking in Christ that I will ever see the street again. But once I start being faithful to God and sharing his word, God assured me that I will be more than I thought I could ever be. I've been a member of Greater Liberty Baptist Church, as I think, all my life. I never thought that I would be the one sharing the word in the pulpit. But God, only by total surrendering myself to Christ, God gave me this grand opportunity. And all I can say, there's no turning back. I press forward to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And everything that I've learned in the dark side of my life, I cast it to the pits of hell where it belongs. I lift up the name of Jesus Christ daily to others. I share my experience that I may save lives. And I thank God that I'm able to do so because people want to see living proof. So you can't tell me you don't know my struggle. Brothers, sisters, I've been there, I did that, and I've done that. But only by the grace of God took me out of darkness into this marvelous light. And as I think, there's no turning back. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. There you have it. Remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome conversation. Just by pressing that number one on your phone, you want to encourage Reverend Victor Rand on today. Just press that number one. At that time, we'll bring you live into the studio with us where you can ask him any questions or just encourage him or just give your thoughts on today's topic as well as any questions that you may have for Reverend Victor Rand. And we thank God for our listeners that's tuning in on today on this awesome topic, from a prisoner of the system to a savable prisoner for Christ. And at this time, I'm going to yield back to our co-host. I understand that she has some questions for you, Reverend Victor Ann. And at this time, I yield to her.
Yes. Reverend Victor Ann, I just wanted to ask, had you accepted Christ already when you actually were put in prison, or did you accept him in your life after you had been in prison?
I had accepted Jesus Christ at the age of 9.
Okay. Okay.
But you have to live. Go ahead.
And the reason why I asked that question, because I've had the opportunity to work in the prison system and from a ministry point of view, and earlier in the jailhouse area. And one of the things I found is that a lot of times when people come into prison or they're in prison, they don't know the Lord, but they get to know Jesus in prison and also changes. And then sometimes they come in and they get a form, and then they go out and they become recidivism, and they're coming right back in. But you already knew Christ. You had a foundation when you went in there. So that was just a question I wanted to ask.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Other question I wanted to ask him as well. When you found out that you were getting out, I heard you say you had a 40-year sentence. What was one, because being in prison for a long time, I hear a lot of them say it's so hard. You can't come out and find a system that's set up where if you're trying to work, you can't work, you can't do this, you can't do the other. Well, things have changed somewhat, and it's not easy, but there are doors that are open to give them an opportunity to be a positive in the community, in the world, in life again. But I was asking you the question, what is the first thing that you did to kind of get yourself back into the mainstream and your community, being away 10 years, to kind of get back to some stability?
I wasn't allowing myself to be institutionalized. I started studying the Word of God, and I studied other books to help me grow in my spirituality. And I went from jail to jail, and I preached the Word of God from jail to jail. I never looked back to the old me, because God had shown me the new me. So I just continue to walk in the grace and favor of God, as in Genesis 39. It says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love and gave him favor in the sight of the keepers of the prison.
Amen.
Not only did I have favor at the prison, I was laying in my bunk, and they said, Victor Man, get ready for court.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't scheduled to go to trial for like another month. So I went to court, and when they called my name, the Judge Turner was, he said, Victor Man, we're going to take a break, and we're going to meet in my chambers. And I'm going to show y'all what the favor of God really was. There's not a judge in this world that will ask you, would you take such and such a time and go home? Judge turned and said, Victor Rand, I hear good things about you. By me preaching the word of God and having Bible study and prayer call, he learned about that. The whole jail and every minister that came to the jail to speak the word of God had gave a good word about me. Every deputy, every warden that was at the jail gave a good word in my behalf. And the judge told me, Victor Man, I'm going to give you another opportunity because I see that you deserve it. And that was only the favor of God. And I Amen. Thank him for it. And I'm a living testimony that God is able to change any situation around, whether you're in prison or if you're in this world. You can be incarcerated in this world.
We
can be imprisoned in our own minds.
Amen.
That we are not favorable in God, I say, but it's not true. Don't let the devil tell you that lie. God is able, if you allow him to
yes.
change your situation, he will change your situation.
Yes, he will.
God will
yes,
test you to see if you're going to not just take this blessing and run back.
That's right.
But he will answer your petition when you're serious and you go to him in sincerity. Haven't he always get it? Amen.
Amen. And he will certainly continue to do it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The beautiful thing about him is he's a never-changing God. He don't quit. He don't give up on us. And we just so grateful because he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'll be with you until the end. Wherever that end is, I'll be there. I tell you, I bless the name of the Lord. I thank God for you, man of God. I thank God for how God has showed up in your life, how God has not only allowed you to experience his presence, but he has allowed you to experience his power and share with others that he's still working miracles, that he's still lifting up and loosing chains and breaking shackles and setting captives free. And like you so beautifully said, in your mind, a lot of people come out, but they stay there. Their body is out of prison. Their body is out of jail, but their mind is still in jail. And we have to utilize Isaiah 26:3, where he say, he whose mind is stayed on me, take your mind out of the past. I brought you out. You can be free. But you have to be free in your mind. That was so well said. Many don't even have to be in a prison, but their lockdown is in the prison of their mind. God bless you, man of God. Continue in the Lord. May his blessings continue to rest mightily upon you, your beautiful wife, your family, and the work that he has called you to do. May he richly bless all that you touch in his name. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen in the name of Jesus Christ.
God bless you. Now, we do have a lot of time left in the show on today. We're moving kind of fast on today. And we do thank God for this man of God that's sharing with us on today this wonderful topic. I'm a prisoner of the prisoner for Christ. And I pray that you are listening on today. I pray that you are receiving what this mighty man of God is sharing with us on today. And and sharing something that we all can go out and share with our loved ones, our friends, and people that are still incarcerated on today and may not realize that God is talking to them, that God has a purpose for them, just as he did and have for Reverend Victor Rand. You see, what God has for you is for you. And no one can stop it or take it away. And I just thank God that he was not disobedient to God's voice, that he let God enter into his heart and into his mind and into his spirit, that he went ahead and started preaching. He didn't wait till he got out of jail. He didn't wait And if he was listening to him, he didn't wait until the judge reduced his sentence. He started there, right there, where he wasn't in. As I listened to him, I heard him say that God favored him through the judge. You know, God can touch the judge's heart and can everybody's heart that he wants to touch when he wants them to favor you. And when he has a calling on your life, there's nothing or no one can stop that calling and that anointing on your life. And we truly thank God for Reverend Victor Rain on today. And remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome conversation just by pressing that number one on your phone. And I'm constantly looking at the dashboard to see if there's any calls. And don't wait too late to press that number one. If you have a question or comment or want to share your thoughts, go ahead on and press it so you have enough time to come in and you have enough time to share with Reverend Victor. And Reverend Victor, and we do have a caller at this time, and I'm going to bring him in, our code 504. Last four digits of that number is 3564. Again, our code 504, last four digits, 3564. And I'm about to go to the studio now. Hello, caller. You are live on the air. God, thank you for calling in on today. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, our code 504, last four digits, 3564. You're in the studio at this time. All right. They pressed the number one, but I can't hear them in the studio, and I have them live. So we'll just continue with Reverend Victorine at this time. Reverend Victorine, you may continue your study for today. And if there's any more callers, I'll let you know, and we'll bring them in at that time, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Once again, I just want to thank Evangelist Norma Chapman. I want to thank Pastor Doris. I want to thank every listener on the air today. And I just want to encourage you at this time to give yourself a chance to allow God to make the change in your life. Take that time and make a conscious decision that I'm going to surrender all to God, no matter what. He said, lean not to your own understanding. So let not the ways of this world deter you from your inheritance that you have in Christ Jesus. You say, I will do exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or act, but you have to surrender all. And I'm at the point in my life that I want to live and continue to live to the glory of God, lift up his holy name, and save some lives today. Lead some people to Christ. Because as you see, we live in the dark ages. And the young people need somebody that's been there, did that, and done that. And they need living proof. When I walk and I talk, it's living proof. And I also want to thank my pastor. I could not leave him out. I could not leave my brothers and sisters in the ministry out because we push each other. We push each other to do better, to work harder, study, to show ourselves approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed of the gospel. And I'm living proof what God is able to do in your life. Don't let Satan rob you of no other second of your inheritance. And that's my words of encouragement to you. It's not going to be easy. You got to take back. Take your life back. And the only way to do it is to fight a spirit with a spirit. Use the Spirit of God and put Satan under your feet. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. There you have it. Listeners, we want to encourage you once again to press that number one on your phone if you have any questions, comments. I just want to share your thoughts on the day. I just want to give a man of God word of encouragement. Feel free to press that number one. At that time, I will bring you live into the studio with us where you can talk live on air with our special guest, co-host, and myself. Feel free to just press that number one. We do have a caller at this time from area code 504. Last four digits of that number is 7545. 504, last four digits, 7545. Bringing you into the studio now. Hello, caller. You're now live in the studio.
Yes, my name is Sister Cochran. I want to encourage him to keep on spreading the good news, keep on helping inmates and our young juveniles. They need a lot of help and a lot of guidance. And what I love about him, when God blessed him, he kept on in the ministry. He kept on doing the work of Jesus. Some people, when they bless, they go back where they was. But he stuck with God. And I want to encourage you to keep on keeping on preaching and working in the ministry to help people to turn their life around. God has truly blessed you, and I know you is a blessed man of God. And our men and our young juveniles, they truly need people like you for a role model. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you,
calling in, and we do appreciate your support here on Facing Your Fears. Feel free to come back any Thursday, and you have our prayers with you as well. And we want to thank those lovely words of encouragement coming from you and encouraging our special guest on today, Reverend Victor Rand. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you still have time, listeners, to press that number one if you have any comments, questions, or just want to share your thoughts on today's topic. Once again, we are discussing today from prisoner of the system to a favorable prisoner of Christ. Yes, we are discussing on today reform, incarceration, renewed changes, witness, and so first up, we want to start on this awesome topic on today. We still have a few minutes left in the show, and we welcome you to just press that number one. We'll be glad to hear your voice on today. Listen, we'll be glad to entertain your questions, comments, or your thoughts on an experience or experience on today. All right, we're going to yield right here, and I'm going to turn it back over to our co-host, and then we're going to come back with our special guest for his closing, giving us some information on how you can contact him, listeners, if you care to reach out to him for any reasons that you may have in reference to his prison ministry, if he can help in any way, or if you have a loved one incarcerated and need encouragement from him. We're going to share information with you all shortly how you can contact him after the show on today. Co-host.
Yes, good evening again. I just wanted to actually say pretty much the same thing you already said, Evangelist, to ask him how, if there's people listening on the line that may have young people or may have family members that may want to reach out to him. They may not want to come on the line and say anything, but they may very well in their hearts want to contact Reverend Victor Rand to see, you know, share more about his experience and how he did it, or share some things they're going through, some issues that they're facing and how they can, you know, improve and come through the situation just like God brought him through. How would they be able to reach him? Do you have a Facebook? Do you have your phone number, or do you email you?
Co-host, at that time, we are going to let him give that to our listeners, but I do have one more question for him before we go into the closing part of it. giving out the information, and I'd like to ask him that question, and then shortly after then we will be coming to a close to where he can give that information. Okay, co-host? Reverend Victorine, I want to ask you, what would you say to the listeners on today to encourage someone that still chained and bound and incarcerated? What words would you give them to share with them as they visit their loved ones or write them a letter in reference to knowing how to listen to the voice of God and know that God is speaking through them and encourage them to walk by faith and step out and stir up that gift that God has already been planted on the inside of them? What would you say to them on today?
I would say to anyone that has someone incarcerated, don't let them feel out of sight, out of mind. And encourage them to pick up the word of God, to find out who God is, get yourself a chance to change, but never turn your back on that person that's in prison. I thank God for my family when I was in prison. They knew I did allow Satan to use me at that time. So we know that it may not be the person, it's the spirit that used them. So don't put that person down, you encourage them, and you be there for them. Where the God says, as if you were in prison. So you treat them how you want to be treated, and just continue to pray for them. I know if somebody had not prayed for me, Lord
Amen.
Knows where I would be. So continue to pray for them. Continue to do what you can for them. Send them literature. Try to remember their birthdays and every holiday. You know, make them feel like a person, a child of God that they are. That would be what I would tell everyone.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to yield back to co-host. I think she has one more question for you. And after that question of Reverend Victorine, you can then give your information. She'll let you know when to come in and do so. Co-host.
Yes. Reverend Victorine, I heard you say, as a matter of fact, you hit on making a statement of a question that I have for you. And I heard you say you took responsibility, identifying, in other words, that the enemy used you. In so many words, and as he does, and calls you to make that error that caused you to be in prison. But I heard you say a key word, and you said, I took responsibility. Is that something, would you agree that in those cases where they have done wrong, one of the greatest stumbling blocks is that they fail to take responsibility and continue to say, I didn't do anything, I shouldn't be here? When you say it's right to just face up to it, like you say, facing your fears, and say, yes, I messed up, I take responsibility. What would be your sharing in that point?
I went to God, and I repented.
Mm-hmm.
Repentance is a must.
Amen.
You must go to God and you say, repent one to another. I told the judge the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And he was like, wow. It wasn't even about me, but I took responsibility for the crime I had committed. And when I repented to God, and saw living for God, he turned that whole thing around. So
Amen.
Once you give it to God, you can't be afraid of what the judge and nobody else is going to do. I gave it to God. Go ahead.
No, so I was saying you would say to them, in other words, just number one, take responsibility and then repent of the wrong you've done, and then move on in the Lord and seeking him and having your life transformed for the good.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All things come together for the good to those that love the Lord and that call according to his purpose.
Amen.
We all have a purpose in life. You have to find out what that purpose is when you find out who you are in Christ.
Amen. Amen. All right, listeners, there you have it. And I just want to say that, you know, what he was sharing, forgetting those things that are behind, he pressed forward for that mark of that higher calling. And you, too, can do that if any obstacles may be standing in your way. And you may be afraid to step out. Just step out on faith, and God will do the rest. God will take care, because he believe us nor deserves. At this time, we're going to let our guests share some information on how you can contact him after the show. If you have an email, a phone number, or a Facebook page, at this time, he may give that information. After he shares his information, you have a couple of minutes left in the show, then we're going to let our co-host share her information, and then I will close in prayer. Reverend Victor, your information, please.
Amen. My name is Reverend Cedric Victorin. You can reach me at CedricVictorin69@gmail.com for any questions that you may have concerning being a favorable prisoner of Christ. And any other questions that you may have for a loved one that you may have incarcerated, how to go about being a positive role model, because that's what we need, somebody positive that's going to motivate us to do better.
Thank you. Thank you. You do have a Facebook page. Am I right, Reverend Victorin?
I also have a Facebook page, Cedric Victorin.
God bless you. God bless you. And I also want to invite our listeners to, you're looking for a church home. Remember, Reverend Victor Rand shared with us that we do have prison ministry there at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Reverend Dr. Calvin Woods and Jr., and you feel free. We'll be glad to have you if you're looking for a church home and has been incarcerated and don't know which way to go. We invite you over to Greater Liberty Baptist Church, where Reverend Victor Rand is over the ministry, prison ministry there, and I know that he would greet you with open arms. Co-host, your information, please.
Yes. Good evening, good evening. Once more again, I am also on Facebook under Doris Smith with requests. I also host the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation through the Word of God and the power of prayer. I host that line every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 5 a.m. You can dial in, connect with us at the table for the breaking of the bread of life by dialing 712-775-7031, access code 710-569, and the pound sign. We're also on every Wednesday on that same number for noonday prayer. God bless you.
Thank you. I want to thank the co-host and our special guest on today, but especially our special guest for coming as her own, chasing your fears, and sharing such awesome, awesome topic on today. And remember, listeners, you can contact me through my email, norma_chapman@yahoo.com. I have a Facebook page. We also have a Chasing Your Fears Facebook page, or you can go to What Faith Can Do, or you can just contact me through the Facebook To Be Friends in Christ. And if you want to care to be a guest on the show, just get in touch with us. Send us an email or just send us a messenger. And at that time, we would be happy to have you as a guest as well. Co-host, closing prayer at this time.
Father, we thank you and we praise you. We lift you up and magnify your name. We thank you today for your servant that you have used on this show today to pour out into the world, to encourage, to uplift, and to inspire those that have somewhere along the way, as we do, be proven we're human, make mistakes. Oh, God, I thank you for them, and I praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will continue to lead, guide, and order their footsteps, that they will have the victory. And everywhere their souls shall tread, there'll be nothing but victory. God, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. We want to encourage our guests on today to keep going forward and keep letting God use you to his glory. And we do thank you again for being our special guest on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. Listeners, thank you for tuning in on today. And we will be happy to hear from you if you care to be a guest on Facing Your Fears. Until next week, God bless you and God keep you. And this is the show for today. Goodbye now.
Amen. God bless you.